the southeast region of the United States is one of the most prolific for producing shrimp. We have a variety of species of shrimp in our area, and we're really good at catching it. The issue with sea turtles is we also have 5 endangered species of sea turtle in our region, and they interact heavily with our shrimp trawl efforts. So we have shrimp trawl efforts as a way of just describing the types of shrimp boats that we have that are fishing off of our near shore and offshore waters, off the coasts of Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. And in these same waters, we have species of sea turtles, including loggerheads, hawksbill, leatherback sea turtles, green sea turtles, Kemp's Ridley turtles. And they all enjoy our nearshore waters for foraging. Some of them are mating off the nearshore, and some of them are even nesting on our shores or on our beaches. And so they enjoy the same waters that our shrimp fishermen do to be producing the shrimp that they do. And the interaction comes into play with how the shrimp fishers catch the shrimp. And this is by dragging nets through the water. And the nets don't discriminate. They'll catch anything that's in their path. So this includes sea turtles as well as a variety of other species and debris as well. And so when a sea turtle is submerged in a net, it can't breathe because sea turtles actually breathe oxygen, so they need to come to the surface to breathe every so often. They can't really be underwater for more than 55 or 75 minutes at a time, but if they're caught in a net, they're unable to do that. And so we experience what are called spikes in strandings, and a stranding is when a sea turtle is discovered sort of unresponsive, unconscious, or maybe even dead, and it can be due to cold stun events, so when we have a wave of cold weather, but it more commonly in our region is due to forced submergence in shrimp trawl nets.
And so your group and some other conservation groups have notified the National Marine Fisheries Service today that you intend to sue.
Right. So this actually goes back several decades. So since 1987, the Fisheries Service has attempted to address the issue with the shrimp trawl nets and sea turtles. And this is through the implementation of turtle excluder devices, which is a contraption that allows a sea turtle to escape the net. And they can be pretty effective in allowing a sea turtle to survive in an interaction with a net, but only if they're installed properly, maintained, and used in the way that they're intended to. And so for the last several decades, the Fisheries Service has struggled to get both the right gear, but then also the right kind of enforcement, because compliance, as it turns out, with the existing rules is low. So we've been through a series of pieces of litigation with the agency to try to get more protective measures for sea turtles, which includes better devices and better enforcement of whatever rules we put in place to make those devices required. So today, our notice of intent to sue is with respect to the consultation that the agency needs to do, the analysis that the agency needs to do to ensure that the measures it's taking are going to be protective of sea turtles. The agency has gone sort of through this cycle where it analyzes the situation, it comes up with a proposal, and then at the last minute in the 11th hour, it withdraws a proposal and says, we need to start all over again. So that's what's happened here. Only this time, they haven't put forward a new proposal, and so they're sort of stuck in this cycle where we have a shrimp trawling that continues to go on, and we have measures that we know are not sufficient to protect sea turtles. We know that the shrimp fishery in the southeast alone takes tens of thousands of sea turtles every year, kills tens of thousands of sea turtles every year.
And recently, you had a settlement with the National Marine Fisheries Service that seemed to have cleared it all up, but they didn't come through on their end of the bargain?
Right. So this the cycle that I'm speaking of. The last time this happened was just after the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, where we had major contamination of the same waters that are used for shrimp as well as sea turtles. And the Fisheries Service had to go back and look at the impacts of both the oil and the dispersants. But also there was, a spike in the strandings of sea turtles in that region that was the service concluded that was attributable to the shrimp trawl industry. And so it went back and analyzed the situation and decided that because there was an increase in the effort using a skimmer trawl, which is different from where it used to be an otter trawl, which is a larger net in deeper water using a turtle excluder device, a skimmer trawl is a shallower net used in shallower water and does not use a turtle excluder device. Instead, it uses a tow time restriction, which means that you pick the net up out of the water every so often and check it for turtles. And in the last several decades, there's been a sort of a transition to using these skimmer trawl nets, which, again, don't require TETs. So after Deepwater Horizon, the Fishery Service took a closer look and said, well, what we really need to do, because the skimmer trawls with the tow time restrictions are not sufficiently protective of sea turtles, we need to install turtle excluder devices in skimmer trawls. It sort of sat on that analysis for a long time, so we did sue to compel a final decision there. The agency settled and said, yeah, we're going to propose this rule where we install TEDs in skimmers, and we're going to go ahead and complete our analysis. And they did that. They did that in May of 2012. And then in November, they pulled that rule and said, no, it's not as effective as we thought it was going to be. Even though maybe it would be more effective, we don't know. We're going to go ahead and pull that rule and stay with the status quo, which we have already concluded is not sufficiently protected. So that was back in November of 2012. And every time we've approached the Fishery Service, they insist that they're moving towards resolution of the issue. But it's been now going on over a year. And today's notice is letting them know that we intend to follow through on this and compel a final decision and more protective or better measures for sea turtles.